Jake Holmes pre-game interview.
Yeah. Time to go inside the Newtown and Chewell camp now because their coach is waiting patiently with Josh Conway. It's Damien McMahon for Harmac Holmes. Buzz?
Macca, welcome to Carrog Footy, mate, yet again. Firstly, Matt McMahon confirmed they're not playing today.
No, he is playing. So, he'll be running around out there. It's hard to stop him playing on any given weekend. Gave us a bit of a scare, but, he'll be running around at 110.
Are you able to enlighten the listeners in terms of what the issue is?
He's been carrying an injury now for about 5 weeks. Unfortunately, he took a pretty heavy knock early on in the season. It's taken longer for him to recover. But in true Matt McMahon fashion, he keeps getting himself up and he'll be out there and giving it everything he's got.
Wouldn't expect anything less. Sorry, go on.
No, you go right, Buzz.
And what about, we saw you a few weeks ago against St. Joey's. How have you assessed the form since we last saw you guys? Obviously not exactly where you would hope to be. What have you seen from the coach's box?
Oh, there's no doubt we've been disappointing, Josh. We bounced back reasonably well against South Bowen without getting the points. We played some really good footy that day. Our inaccuracy in front of goal was the thing that cost us probably the win. Obviously, going into the Colac game, Colac at Colac, we're pretty undermanned that day, and we got touched up. We're reasonably competitive for the first three quarters and fell over in the last. So we've got some handy ins this week, and we're really hopeful that we can get a little bit more structure in our team and get the job done.
Macca, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Jason Doherty, Matt Kershaw in the K-Rock box. Jai Sheehan, can you just give us an update with him?
Yeah, unfortunately, Jai's going to be an out. He didn't finish the game against Colac. We rested him in the last quarter. Had a lower leg injury that is going to have him probably miss one or two.
And you've lost a couple to the Falcons as well, or Falcons / VFL. Gennaro Bove, as captain, obviously played the Falcons yesterday, and then Ned Harris got his VFL debut Thursday night.
It was his second game, actually, this year for Ned. He got a late call-up. One of his St. Mary's Cats team members had a car accident and was a late withdrawal, which allowed Ned to come back into the side. So, he done a great job and played a pretty handy game. So I would imagine Ned will play a bit more time at VFL level.
I'm looking forward to calling the Newtown and Chilwell Cora or Other Glen Football Club this afternoon. You've got three, I think, now, Robinson Lane and Tyler Spencer. I was lucky enough to watch Tyler Spencer's father, Daryl, play a lot of football for Cora or Other Glen. Was quite a composed and polished user of the ball. Is young Tyler the same?
He is, yeah. Unfortunately, Tyler's going to miss, so he's a late out. He's quite sick this morning and won't play, but we're disappointed because he's been building some form. But he's going to be a handy asset to us later on this season.
Okay, is there anything else we need to know in terms of selection, Macca?
I think it's just been one of those seasons, guys, where we've had lots of injuries. But look, the positive is we've got David Fanning back in the side. Sam Nichols is going to play his first senior game in a long time after coming off an injury ravaged, I suppose, period of time, and the other one is Jai Lane, real success story for us, coming off a knee reco, only played one game, one practice match in 2019 against Leopold, done an ACL, but he's played the last two in the twos, and we're really excited about what he brings to us as a senior football club.
Macca, also GFL royalty in the name of Foppiani playing in the team. Connor is a little bit of a different look to his old man, but he does run sometimes like Frank. And what's the expectation with him around the midfield?
Yeah, he's a completely different individual. There's no doubt about it. When you look at the size and shape of the two of them, Connor's certainly got him for size. He debuted against Colac last week, and he was a late call-up. We thought he'd debut against the Marys. But for him to hold his spot, he had 8 tackles and about 16 touches in his first game. So, yeah, he's a very strong-bodied mid. He's hard at it. Probably doesn't have the same leg speed as his father had, but he's very much a contested player, and I think he's going to be a pretty handy player for us in the coming seasons.
Bahamak Holmes speaking with Newtown and Chilwell coach Damien McMahon. Here's Matty Kershaw on Carrog Footy.
Macca, I was just going through my notes from the last time we spoke to you post-game at St. Joseph's, and we discussed the cohesion in your forward half. Has that improved any over the last couple of weeks? Have you got better cohesion in there?
There's no doubt we improved. Darcy Troop got dropped after the St. Joseph's game after having a pretty poor game that day. He came back into the side. last week against Colac and kicked five goals straight. So, we think him and Sam Nichols have worked really well previously, back in 2018 and 19. They haven't played together this year, but those guys have got a good connection. And I think also our small forwards, Mick Condy, back with us, and fortunate to play with a change of day. He would have normally not been able to play this game because of the Cats playing yesterday. So, he gives us a lot of structure, Mick, and he's a great leader and helps us get some good separation generally.
With your, well, obviously Sheehan's going to hurt you out of that forward half, in particular with marks inside forward 50. You're ranked eighth in the comp for marks inside forward 50. How are you going to generate some more sort of shots on goal today without Sheehan down there?
Yeah, we really hope the inclusion of Sam Nichols helps that out. He's renowned for his inside 50 marking. He's a guy that if he does mark it within range, he generally kicks a goal. So, he's a noted goal kicker. He's a noted marking player also. So we're really confident that between him and Darcy Troop, they'll be able to lead from the front. I'm really hoping that Tav can step up and find the goals. He's been unable to do that for the last couple of weeks, and he's well overdue to be able to hit the scoreboard.
But on the back of that, I suppose, Mackie, you are third in the comp for inside 50, so that's a positive as well, that you're getting enough ball in there for them to have an opportunity to get their shots on.
Yeah, look, we think our mids and our backs are being pretty solid. We just haven't been overly effective in front of goal, and we know that we need to turn that around really quickly to be able to kick a winning score. So it's a thing that we've been working the most at and trying to get that combination right. It doesn't help having a Jai come out, but having Sam come in is, you know, as good as in as we can get, knowing that he's a genuine full forward and Darcy Troop's generally a genuine centre-half forward. So, we're excited by that. And, we just know that over the next couple of weeks we really need to, you know, build some consistency into who's playing in the front half of the ground for us. And that's the thing that will fast-track our cohesion.
Has Nelson Brown gone overseas? Is that correct? Or he's gone away?
No, he has gone away. Yeah, he's going to be moving to Gove, up in the top end, where he's originally from. He's been offered a fantastic opportunity to go and work up there. So him and his partner are heading up there next week. Nelson will play no further part this season, unfortunately.
Okay, he's got a really strong link to the Indigenous community up there, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's where he grew up and spent most of his time before he came to Geelong and played at Torquay. So he's sort of going back to where his roots are, and he's really excited about what he can offer that community.
Yep. Braden Hocking, Zach Walter among those on your injury list. Can you give us updates on those two?
Zach Walters met with the surgeon late last week, and he'll find out in the next couple of days whether he needs surgery. That's unknown at this stage, but it's looking like a long-term injury.
So what's the injury there that he's suffered there, Damien?
Something to do with his lower ankle. It does have some form of terminology. I'm not quite sure what that is. It seems like it's a new one that I haven't heard before. And Braden Hocking, we're hopeful within the next month we can get him back playing in our side, which we're dearly missing at the moment.
Okay, 3 weeks since we covered you, when you gave us an Alex Sincotta update, said he'd been sort of held back a little bit. Can you give us any further clarity on how he's tracking?
Yeah, he's getting closer. I think he's a couple of weeks off, and most likely he'll end up playing a few games with us, we'd imagine. But who knows? He's a guy that's capable of going straight in and playing VFL level, so we'll just have to wait and see what unfolds there.
Well, fingers crossed you might be right for the Zoe Kennedy game in a fortnight's time, where we'll be there for the clash with Bell Park. Damien, really appreciate your time. It's always tough darts when you've dropped three straight, and we really appreciate your time pre-game and look forward to talking to you post-match and for your sake in front on the scoreboard.
Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Thanks, Maga.
Damien Martin joining us there for Harmac Homes. The latest double story design at Harmac Homes is the Monarch 1227, including double glazing, four floor coverings, and driveway for only $294,000. Limited to the first 10 Geelong builds only. Terms and conditions apply.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.